The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Still higher alert.
He's a...
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. It is Wednesday, December 12th, 2012. And you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. And I did not forget, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to check me out on my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. Bradley Dean on my Facebook, double E. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account. My Twitter account, that's East Coast Vision. Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, please do. 1-877-807-9977. Now, I noticed we had people call in more when Jake wasn't here. And I think that's a good sign. To those that are a part of
what does that denote?
The growth of who we are and what it is that we do. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. All of you, Brian actually just posted this on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Great job last night at the Petoskey Tea Party event. Keep preaching the truth, brother. Now, I'm getting a little bit, as I said before, I had so many the other day that I couldn't read them all, so I'm picking up the drag. I want to share with America what you're saying on Facebook. Now, this young lady's name is Cruz. I think it's Cruz, C-R-U-Z.
Any relation to Nikki, perhaps?
Well, the last name is...
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
God bless Nikki Cruz.
Whoa. Man, kick it out, brother.
I said, God loves Nikki Cruz.
Yeah. Listen to these talents that are coming out.
Hidden talent.
Jesus loves Nikki Cruz.
You need another week off, Jake. You're fired.
That sounded like a plane going down.
That was his kamikaze, wasn't it? You know, you and your wife have been on vacation for a month. How much time do you guys need off?
Well, I was going to talk to you about that after the show.
So was I.
I thought maybe that song would help. give me an extra
week. But after the show, there's nothing to talk about. It's all over with.
No more talking?
No.
Extra vacation. So Cruz said, correct me if I'm wrong, but August Burns Red, Carol of the Bells, is your intro and outro to the breaks? Yes, you are correct. That is the correct song. Thank you for tuning into the Sons of Liberty, and thank you for commenting on Facebook. LifeSite News just picked up one of Bradley's columns yesterday, and it's the Alina Kagan appointed to the Supreme Court Justice just in time to hear the gay marriage case. We all heard about that last week, that they're talking about
what a coincidence.
This up, and,
yeah.
You know, there's this
what a coincidence.
Straight liberal lesbian that just got elected to the bench.
Yeah, she's not a liberal. She's a commie is what she is.
She say selected. Good point.
She was.
Not a liberal. Yep. Nothing liberal about that. It's all commie.
Liberal is actually a good word if you look up the definition. Webster's 1828. It's a good thing, not a bad thing.
Yep.
A liberal soul, a giving soul.
That's right.
They are not givers, they're takers, and they're destroyers.
You got it.
Destroyer. Modern definition, anyway.
And that is your country as well as ours, folks, that they are attempting to destroy. Unless we stand up like this, and we just posted this on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, a California student sues the school after allegedly being suspended for his politics. What were his politics? You would think, well, you know, he's suspended because he's anti-American or because, you know, he stood against American ideals or ideology. No, 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 no. This particular student actually stood up with a video camera, and this is why the university president, John Welty, of this particular school in Fresno.
They don't like to be policed, do they, Jake?
He supports the policies like the DREAM Act. He loves it. The school's newspaper took things so far last May that they published a poem that begins, America, the land robbed by the white savage. But nobody was suspended for that.
If I would have seen that, I would have suspected someone would have went after that for libel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
But nothing happened there. School president, no big deal. That can be there. But what happened next is a gentleman by the last name O'Brien got in trouble because he went up to professors with a camera and just started asking them simple questions.
The communists themselves. He wanted to know directly from their mouth.
Yeah. So
the Stalinites.
What's this kind of stuff going in the newsletter? What's with our president supporting the DREAM Act, etc.? So asking those questions, the professors declined to say anything.
Sure.
And they called the police and said, this man's harassing us.
No, just have the students do their bidding for them. Yeah.
Yeah, but don't put me on camera.
No way.
Don't question me.
Just make sure I get my pay.
And I'll call the police on you. So this O'Brien, the police came, and they were going to arrest this man. But he says, look, man, all I'm doing is asking questions. Here's the video. The cops looked at it, and they're like, whatever.
Yeah.
Took it off. Well, what happened next is he got put into a disciplinary hearing by the school. He was repeatedly
asked. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Dude, I am so tired of being angry over the same stuff that the American people tolerate. It sickens me. Folks, this isn't just in California.
Nope.
This happened to me in Minnesota.
Yep.
And St. Cloud State University, the professors gave extra credit for them to protest me. Mm-hmm. And they didn't know what they were protesting me for. And what's interesting about it is we actually had professors go online and apologize to me for their communist professors in that college.
Student or professor of the year, actually.
Amen. Good for him. Thank you for doing that.
So
this
particular college student stood up and he said to his accusers, let me just show you the video of what I was doing before you suspend me and drop my student group. They refused to watch the video. Dropped him, suspended him. He's suing them. That's this generation, folks. Answers and resolve.
And it's not the answer of suing. The answer is bringing forth judgment so that you might prosper America and the liberty that God has given you and that your forefathers established. That's what we're fighting for. That, by definition, friends, is a patriot. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back after this break, and I will be the one talking this time.
My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere theater screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Now, friends, just call in. As I said to you yesterday, what we have been doing is inundating you with a lot of facts, because facts are stubborn things. There's nothing to debate. I know that this is foreign to some of you out there, because you're so used to conservative, supposed, professed conservative radio beating around the bush all the time called circular reason. It's like the little dog chasing his tail. He just can't get to it. That's modern conservative radio. It's a lack of conservatism. What I want to do is I want to bring about the facts and just tell us your story or interject your thoughts as to what is being said according to the facts. That's how we bring about resolve through justice, enforcing the laws, and studying our past and ensuring our freedoms to our posterity. That's a good thing. But again, friends, what I'd like to do is just open the phones up to you guys, 1-877-807-9977. What we're going to be talking about today is education, and I'm going to stick to education. We're not going to get out in left field, but if you'd like to interject any of your thoughts or your experiences, give us a call. If you'd like to make a comment, question, biblical, constitutional, whatever you'd like, 1-877-807-9977, and let 53 countries hear what you have to say. Yesterday we were talking about the education scheme a little bit. We got kind of off on a little branch, a little rabbit trail. And as a matter of fact, when you have church and you get on those little prophetic rabbit trails, they're better. That's what feeds the flock for some reason. And I love when we get off on those. But to stick to the point, let's go to the gift of the teacher today and get to the educational scheme that Mr. Barack Hussein Obama is illegally implementing. Apparently he, this constitutional scholar, has not read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. And when you read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, it's towards the back, Jake. It shows you their power, how their power is limited. And again, the Bill of Rights are thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. Not let's get rid of the Bill of Rights and let's go ahead and do whatever we want to do. No. We don't want that. But, Jake, will you kick off Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, please?
The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people.
Can you explain to the people where government, federal government, has jurisdiction over the education of our posterity in the United States of America?
I wish I could, but it's not in there.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
Nothing about education.
Trampling the Constitution, trampling the blood of hundreds of thousands of men that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution that America, you are allowing the politicians to desecrate. That's shameful conduct. But to the educational scheme, John Dumphy, we'll call him John Dumphy, his name is John Dumphy. He said the battle for mankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive the role as the proselytizers, converters of a new faith, their version of a new faith.
Mm-hmm. New.
New. They love that word new, don't they? And yet the new Bible tells us not to be given to those that are given to change. Yeah, that's right.
New change.
Go back to the old past, not the new past. Yeah, that's right. Obama has again added to his long train of abuses against we the people, America, this time in the education of American school children. Obama has illegally implemented an extensive overhaul of public education from kindergarten through high school, bypassing Congress. That's the voice of the American people, bypassing you again, friends. This is what tyrants do. And inducing states to agree to major changes that none of his predecessors attempted. You thought No Child Left Behind was bad? Well, of course it was. No Child Left Unindoctrinated. Or how about International Baccalaureate, which has only been implemented into about 1,400 to 1,500 schools in the United States. See, friends, this is the good news. This is just the beginning. We need to cut off the chaff. We need to cut off the rotten branches now because there's still time. It's not too late. What he has implemented is something called the Common Core Standards, which has been implemented in 46 states and the District of Columbia, drowning students with mostly, listen carefully, informational text and historical documents. Some of the nonfiction texts that will be implemented into school curriculum are, listen, this is new to you too, Jake, are Fed Views by the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, 2009, and Executive Order 13423, Strengthening Federal Environmental Energy and Transportation Management, published by the General Services Administration. Now, Jamie Highfill is the Arkansas 2011 Middle School Teacher of the Year, and she stated, I'm struggling with this, and my students are struggling with informational text. There isn't that human connection that you get with literature. Well, you have to understand something, my friend. Communism doesn't have the human touch.
That's right.
It's completely opposite. And the kids are shutting down, said Jamie Highfill. They are getting bored. I'm seeing more behavioral problems in my classroom than I ever have seen before. Could that be purposed? Sure it is. The curriculum change in public schools has been a downward spiral for many, many years, friends. America has been so dummied down, listen again carefully, that 700,000 students per year in the United States of America that graduate public high schools are not even able to read their own diplomas. And to add to students' confusion is the innumerable amount of errors in school textbooks, ranging from misinformation to omission of facts or outright lies. These errors can be found virtually in every subject, especially in math, science, and history. So let's go to math real quick.
Wow, wait a minute. Math, science, and history are the three subjects that you can't, I mean, 1 + 1 = 2. There is no, you know, there's no.
No, but you got to keep in mind, remember what Hillary said. 2 + 2 = 5 if you think it does.
Okay.
You're history. Dealing, again, you're dealing with some sick-minded, mentally ill people that are trying to implement a new world order educational scheme through International Baccalaureate. And now what this criminal in office is doing. Let me go to math. In Texas, the State Board of Education found a total of 109,263 errors in math textbooks reviewed for use in 2008 alone. Yes, I said 109,263 errors The board had to go so far as to place a possible fine of $5,000 per error found if they were not fixed by the spring of the same year.
I would say. Obviously.
At least.
We're talking about...
I would go for criminal charges.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
If they don't change them. Somebody makes an error, you get it. These are absolutes, and that's what they're changing, mm-hmm. is the absolutes. When you ask the congressman, or we had that analyst from MSNBC, what would you change? I would change the absolutes of the Constitution, is what she's saying.
Analyst is purpose, Jay, correct?
That's correct.
Yes.
I know that there is such thing as an analyst, but I just don't like that
term. He smells like the analyst, right?
Yes,
oh, that's bad.
Everything coming out of the mouth is really...
If it looks like a duck, it walks like a duck, and it quacks like a duck, it must be an analyst. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Come on.
I would
tell
say
the
it.
Truth and shame the devil.
Tell the truth.
Okay.
Now, math is an absolute subject. You
yeah.
have to have absolutes. You just have to. Otherwise, it's not math. It
mm-hmm.
becomes philosophy. History is an absolute subject. It's already happened. You can't say that it hasn't happened because it has. It's absolute. It's been done.
The longer that you stay in public schools, the stupider your children get.
Mm-hmm. I think that was quoted by a man who was the Secretary of Education, wasn't it?
Yes, he was.
Mr. Bennett.
That's right.
Then you go to science.
What about Abe Lincoln? That tyrant.
The policy?
No, philosophy.
Oh, the philosophy.
The philosophy that's taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. I don't know that I should do this, but I'm guessing that these politicians... These burnt hippies from the 60s that are still, you know, kind of feeling the fallout from the LSD that are in power now for some reason.
For sure.
Their schooling, they had these educational schemes implemented in their schools, and this is why their brains are so terrible. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. But let me say something, Hillary Clinton and you New World Order monkeys. 2 + 2 does not equal 5. Equals 4. They're absolute.
Exactly. And you'll have, like, the student that we talked about last segment. When you start to cross those absolute lines, God put in the spirit of man to reject that. And they will stand against you, and they will contend with you. But moving on to the subject of science.
No. I'm getting to science next.
Okay.
Don't jump the gun.
I'm just saying it's an absolute. How could there be errors in science? It either happens or it doesn't. I mean, we're talking about laws of gravity.
Well, that's what they want to do is get outside of the law of fact.
Exactly.
They hate that.
Turn it all into...
They don't like absolutes.
And that's the problem.
They're called the sons of Belial, sons of lawlessness, sons of Satan, as the Bible talks about. Really, friends, lawless people are Satanists.
That's
They're
right.
anarchists.
They hate the law.
They totally do. And that's who's running this administration right now.
You know, and when you're a child, your parents are the law. You either do what they say, or you get disciplined.
Oh, that's legalism.
The law doesn't change there, and you know that as a kid. But these guys, when they grow up, they think, well, I don't want to listen to the law anymore. Therefore, I need to figure out a way to make the law change. It doesn't work.
Well, dude, you got to keep in mind, too, you got people teaching 18-year-olds, you know, you can't look at dirty magazines until you're 18.
That's right.
You can't get drunk until you're 18.
Yeah.
You can't buy marijuana in certain states now until you're 18. So they're teaching kids, when you grow up, then you become immoral.
Then you can
break
the law.
Instead of the other way around. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to talk about science next, the study of creation.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
So let's get back to textbook science. 1-877-807-9977. If you can tell me how 2 plus 2 equals 5, I would love to hear it. I don't think we have stupid listeners, though. Oh, we got a couple.
Yeah.
And we catch those guys once in a while.
They transcript the shows.
Yeah.
2 plus 2 doesn't equal 5.
True omission.
What a lunatic.
And transgression, might I add.
Of course it can equal 5.
1-877-807-9977. Science. In textbooks all across America, science, the study of creation, is well known for being laced with the dangerous theory of evolution. You know, your kids came from monkeys.
Wait, you said theory, not science. You said
I added theory.
Huh.
Evolution is theory.
The theory of evolution.
You know, it's kind of like conspiracy theory. Yeah. You know, theory is not added anymore because what the conspiracy theorists were warning the American people about over the last 40 years is now happening. So they had to remove the word theory.
Yep.
So I figured I would take that and tag that onto the word evolution because that's where it belongs.
Sure.
It's only a theory, and it used to be illegal in this country to teach your kids evolution. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Okay. Evolution, which wars against Christianity, the Bible, God, and his law, which is, again, the foundation of our republic. And remember what Andrew Jackson rightly said. He said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. This is why evolution was illegal to teach in schools in 1925, Scopes trial. In complete contradiction to America's foundational principles, the National Education Association agrees with humanism. Humanism is summed up in the following excerpt by John Dumphy. It's Dumphy, D-U-N. I'm saying Dumphy, M. Am I name-calling, Jake? Am I being immature? No, at times it's so bad, friends, you just got to lay it out there the way it comes. Listen to what John Dumphy said in his article. A religion for a new age. Isn't it interesting that new word, every time that comes up, catastrophe is right in front of it.
Yeah.
The Bible is not merely another book, said John Dumphy. It has remains and incredibly dangerous book. I'm convinced the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith, Mom and Dad, to those that have your kids in public schools. Get them out. Listen carefully. These teachers must embody the same dedication as the most rabid fundamentalist preachers, for there will be ministers of another sort utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever subject they teach. The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new, said John Dump all over me. The rotting corpse of Christianity, together with all its adjacent evils and misery, and the new faith of humanism, we don't want God, resplendent in its promise of a world in which the never-realized Christian ideal, love thy neighbor, will finally be achieved. Love thy neighbor is going to be achieved by the humanists, not by the Christians' friends.
Of course. I mean,
how does that work?
Yeah.
How far are they willing to go? The evolutionist proselytizers use the story of a black-peppered moth to prove their absurd theory. For example, in the early 1800s, 95% of the moths were light-colored because trees had light-colored bark and offered good camouflage. However, many dark-colored moths did not survive. During the Industrial Revolution, coal was burned in factories, causing the trees in the surrounding areas to become black from the soot. Therefore, very few light-colored moths were offered the protection of camouflage. And as a result, the statistics now show that 95% of the moths were black near factories.
95?
95. When the factories no longer used coal, the trees became light and the moth population changed back to 95% light-colored moths. This observation is often referred to as one of the best examples to prove their theory of evolution. Now, what's ridiculous, friends, about this notion is that moths started as moths and ended up as moths. After 40 years of observations, only two moths were found resting on trees. Regardless of the facts, these theorists went so far as to glue dead peppered moths to the trees to take the picture shown in many textbooks today. Friends, simply put, this isn't science. This is science fiction.
Yeah.
And yet they're teaching your kids as if it's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
The moth experiment was obviously proven to be a fraud, just like every one of their other theories. Indeed. We talked about the other one last week. We'll add this to the video, of course. You know, Neanderthal man and Piltdown man and Nebraska man who was dry. Yeah, and they found that was dry from a tooth of an extinct pig.
Oh. Not very smart scientists.
No.
But
who said all this? The humanists. Yeah. Professing themselves to be wise, they became what? Fools.
Foolish.
Amen.
Foolish.
Go ahead, Ed.
I was wondering who paid for the 40 years of the moth experiments. Excuse me. 40 years.
Are you ready for this?
They studied those moths.
This is what's scary about it.
That's a big paycheck.
Everything that America complains about today is paying for their own demise through a government that will not be ruled by the voice of we the people, as we are ruled by the laws of our republic, as we are one nation under God. Therein lies the problem. America is paying for their own demise.
Yep.
Who paid for the science books, Jake?
Yeah.
Taxpayers.
And, you know, to go back to the article you were just talking about before, the Common Sense Core State Standards in English, I read that. It says, which have been adopted in 46 states. The federal government is not forcing the states to take this curriculum.
No. But wait a second. If you want the money, then you're going to play by our rules.
But that's not
federal government's position.
Mm-hmm. There shouldn't be federal dollars.
They're stealing the American tax dollars,
exactly.
And then they're reallocating them into the projects that they want rather than what they're to be ruled by.
That's right.
And what they're for, allocated for, I'm sorry.
Yep.
They're not doing that anymore.
So if the states, but this shows where the breakdown of the states, the fundamental breakdown. The states are willing to take money from the Fed. Well, where does the Fed get that money? It gets them from the citizens of the state. So why did the states ever allow the money to get to the Fed in the first place to then have to take a bribe from the Fed to give to the people in their state when the money was the people in their states in the first place?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you have the government, or you have the governors of the states that if they don't take the money and implement it, then they're going to have other people protest them, kind of like Scott Walker. I mean, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, when the government does do their job, then people protest.
Yeah.
And people are trying to figure out why they're being protested. Because they're being protested for the right reasons in these particular cases, like in Michigan yesterday.
Yeah. So a lot of those protests lead to what? Then people start to educate themselves. But if I just look at it,
that's right.
Fundamentally,
God has his way in the whirlwind. But, amen.
Exactly. Yeah. And these curses fall upon us because of our lack of due diligence. For example, why was evolution illegal? Well, number one, because it wasn't fact, but then they slide it under the term science. And science is fact, actually.
Yeah.
Evolution isn't science. That's the problem.
When I say
science is absolutely fact, some people say, well, no, evolution is not. No, evolution is not science.
It's a leap of faith.
It's like saying Christians sin every day. You know, they willfully sin. Every Christian does. Well, no, that's not really a Christian.
That's right.
A man labels himself a Christian, and the two aren't one and the same.
That's right.
You know, in the old analogy, if you're standing in a garage, does that make you a car? Of course not. You're just standing in a garage.
That's right.
And if you have lies in a textbook that's a science textbook, that doesn't make it science.
But this is criminal. What we're talking about, this is criminal.
Completely criminal, because you see how it's contrived. First of all, there's money involved. How did that money get to the federal government to create a federal education standard?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was criminal in of itself because it's not in the Constitution. Well, I don't know if you could say it's criminal, Jake. It was just somebody's policy. No. If it's unconstitutional, that means it's unlawful. And if you break the law, you're a criminal.
Let's go back to what you just said. Listen to what you said. Somebody's policy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. It's not law. It's policy.
It's
policy
books.
Follows law, friends.
Right.
Law does not follow policy. The other way around.
No different than Hillary Clinton. Use her example. She says 2 + 2 = 5 or whatever the quote was.
She's a real brainiac, isn't she?
So her policy is, I want to be brain dead. And that's fine.
She is brain dead.
You can't put that. You can't shuffle that into math. No different than somebody's policy, somebody's opinion. You can't put that into our Constitution.
Let's say this. Let me go back a little bit on a hill of beans.
Sure.
All right. Let's say she's the smartest woman known to mankind, but she doesn't know how to tell the truth. The question is what good is she?
That's right. What good is those smarts?
Yeah.
I think if find then, it's kind of, what, I don't know if it was Ozzy that said, and this may be a little bit off track, but he said there was never a bomb built that wasn't used for in anger, right?
Yeah.
So you have this
Ozzy Osbourne said that back in the 80s.
You have these
smarts. That's when, that was right before George Bush brought him to the White House and told, and George Bush W. told Ozzy how much his mother loved Black Sabbath.
Loved Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
Gave an award.
Yeah. Sorry to drop that on all you.
That's the guy to give an award.
Ignorant Bushites out there, but it's a fact.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So if we go to this theory of Hillary's really smart, because it is a theory, right?
Yeah.
We're saying it.
Well, she's a liar. She can be smart as she
so
want to be.
If she's like super smart.
She's not constitutional smart.
But she's a liar. What is she going to use her smarts for? It'll become destructive.
Well, that's what it is. That's
exactly what
it's being used for.
So what's the harness and the restraint on mankind, on our evil, sinful natures? What is it? It's God and God's word.
Well, let's how smart are their followers? Because we know Obama's administration is Clinton's administration.
Sure.
Well, you just talked about yesterday those people that went out and they started telling Obama's followers Obama's policies, but they blamed Romney for it.
Yeah.
And they were all talking about how Romney's a communist until they found out it was Obama that was bringing the implementation of those policies.
Yeah.
So.
And then it was like, well, you know, maybe I don't agree with that, but I still, you know, stand with Obama.
Yeah. He my homeboy.
Once the truth came in, you know, it just. Yeah.
Whatever. That inconvenient truth, that stumbling block. Yeah.
We need a truth for
him. Yeah. The head of the corner. Yeah. I totally get what you're saying.
Get away.
The light is too bright, dude.
Yes.
Tone it down just a little bit.
Keep it down. I have fun tripping in the dark.
Yes. And I want to stay in the dark. And I love that condemnation that the light makes me feel.
Yeah.
Well, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after
the flesh. But it depends what translation that you read now.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them that walk after, to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Some Bible translations don't say that anymore.
You can go to John 3:18. Jesus didn't come in to condemn the world. But men love sin rather than Christ. Therefore, the condemnation is to those that didn't believe.
They embrace it.
And believe is a verb. It's an action word. You act out what you believe.
Yes, you will.
So let's come back right after this, get back to the educational scheme, and we'll talk about his story. History. Did you get that, friends? His story. History. That really is significant. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. And if you feel like we're too smart for you, I get it. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
Bring up something really quick, and I think this goes in line perfectly with what we're talking about. If you go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, you can find we've been doing a lot of these photo captions, and what they are is they're just different quotes that are coming from the Sons of Liberty that you can just share and post, and they're just pictures. You don't have to comment on them or say anything about them. You just post them, and they're good thinkers. They get people to think about things that they're not being taught right now through mainstream, and it's important that we do that. Because what you're talking about right now, history, it can be rewritten in our minds. It can't be rewritten in fact, but if we don't follow facts, it will remain rewritten in our minds.
Why would we want to rewrite history or study rewritten history if it's not what gave us our freedoms?
I know it.
Let's go to history. In Virginia, a state review committee found a slew of errors in many history textbooks. A committee of five historians caught errors ranging from the incorrect year John Rolfe married Pocahontas to quotes that do not even appear in historical records. One book illustrated Virginia soldiers in the Revolutionary War wearing red coats. That's purpose, guys. When in fact they wore blue. Another textbook erroneously stated many colonial Americans were illiterate. In fact, literacy rates were extremely high. Retired Library of Virginia historian Prent Carter wrote in his review of one of the textbooks, Our Virginia, I also found some very significant omissions, some internal inconsistencies, and some erroneous or questionable descriptions and analyses of historical events. Some are so ludicrous and difficult to explain that I cannot understand where the information came from. What about the Muslim indoctrination? Teaching kids in California, friends, learning to become a Muslim, fasting for Ramadan, learning the five pillars of Islam, mesmerize the children, through indoctrination, adopt a Muslim name, stage a jihad, war against non-Muslims. Listen to me, all you little leftist socialist communists, all you little ignorant bloggers. Listen carefully. Stage a jihad. That means war against non-Muslims. That means you too. Did you hear what I said? That means you too. So just be careful as to what you're opening your doors open to. And think before you do stupid stuff, because you do it quite a bit. Another thing was to memorize verses of the Quran. Teaching kids in public schools in California. And the ACLU is right there to help them along, aren't they?
Yep. Freedom
a communist organization. And them jokers don't realize to their own demise, they're opening the doors to their executioners as well. International Baccalaureate, it's another one. Teaching world citizenship, promotion of the United Nations as the highest court of appeals on human rights. Friends, your rights do not come from the United Nations. They come from God. Redistribution of wealth, homosexual marriage, spiritual education, pantheism, military disarmament. So what's the resolve? Firstly, the federal government of the United States of America has no lawful position on the education of your kids or any kids in this country. Again, the 10th Amendment to the Constitution states the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to we the people, not them. Secondly, the reason this is happening, 86% of the American people who call themselves Christian conservatives are the ones sending their kids into public schools to be indoctrinated by an administration that they claim they despise. And what does the Lord say? Train up a child in the way he or she should go, and when he or she is old, he will not depart from it. The Lord commanded you parents to train up your children in the way that they should go, not the federal government. Proverbs 22:6. Alrighty then. That should put a smile on every parent's face today. Thank you, Brad, for the truth. Thank you for telling us what they're throwing on our kids.
Oh, I can't stand that guy.
That's not what they say.
Oh, I hate it. No, not in my school. You know what I hear constantly after my presentation?
Oh, we're involved in the education scheme at our school. We know the teachers. Really? Really? Do you know the NEA? Do you know the union? Do you know you better do what you're told or else? I don't care how much you know your teachers. You better make sure that what they're getting taught is in alignment or it's aligned with the Word of God and the Constitution, because if it's not, you can tell your kids right now you didn't love them enough to tell them the truth, and they have no future. That's what you may as well tell them. Friends, either you're going to hate what I expose, or else you're going to hate me for telling you the truth. And I hope you understand that love does tell the truth. What do they teach through the primer? The original,
yep.
Primer means original. I started it yesterday. Hopefully I'll be able to finish it today. I'll get through the ABCs. A, in Adam's fall, we sinned all. This is what they taught your kids during the foundation of our country, friend.
That's how they learned the alphabet.
Amen. B, heaven defined the Bible mind. C, Christ crucified for sinners died. Amen. He is the propitiation of the sins of the world. D, the deluge drowned the earth round. Speaking of Noah. Elijah hid by ravens fed. That's E, the letter E. Let's go to F, the judgment made Felix afraid. Again, friends, this is how they taught your kids the alphabets, your forefathers, during the foundation of our country. G, as runs the glass, our life doth pass. H, my book and heart must never part. J, Job feels the rod, yet blesses God. I didn't hear anything about dangerous psychotropic drugs in there, did you, Jake?
No.
I didn't see anything about inundating the American people and telling them their kids, they have ADHD. Attention deficit. No. The attention deficit falls to the parents that put their kids on the drugs and then sets them in front of the TV to play games as to how to kill their friends or the cops.
Precisely.
K, proud Korah's troop was swallowed up because why? He resisted Moses and the Ten Commandments. L, Lot fled to Zoar, saw a fiery shower on Sodom's poor. Isn't that interesting?
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Sodom and Gomorrah, what was that? Because of the wickedness of men. And remember what Lot was being assailed by? What? Homosexuals that wanted him, not his daughters. They wanted him. They even wanted the angels of the Lord that came to get Lot out before God destroyed.
Yes, they did.
M. Moses was he whose Israel host led in through the sea. I love that. The God of the impossible. With a blast of his nostrils, he split the sea. That man of war who is alive forevermore. Amen. That was mine. Do you like that?
I like it.
Okay.
Ah.
Oh. Obadiah, David, Josiah, all were pious. P. Peter denied his Lord and cried. Q. Queen Esther sues and saves the Jews. Amen. R. Young pious Ruth left all for the truth. I like that. That's good. S. Young Samuel, dear, the Lord did fear. None of his words fell to the ground, my friends. That was a prophet.
It was.
T. Young Timothy learnt sin to fly. V. Vashti for pride was set aside. Vashti. W. C. God's voice obey. This is how they taught the kids in public schools in the United States of America. Congress printed off thousands and thousands and thousands of Bibles to be distributed amongst the people in governments in 1777. Let me go on. X. Xerxes did die and so must I. But the soul shall live on. Y. While youth do cheer, death may be near. Z. Zacchaeus, he did climb the tree, our Lord to see. Amen. And the Lord saw him, and salvation was brought unto his household. Why? Because Zacchaeus, who was a rich tax collector, said, if I've taken anything by fraud, I'll restore it fourfold. Mm-hmm. He understood the law of Moses.
And I'll give half of my goods to the poor.
You know, what do they talk about today? Someone steals from somebody, they just restitution. No. Four times the restitution. Yeah. To make sure they never do it again.
Or they'd be sold into slavery.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Wait a minute. That's right.
Come on, Jake. Come on. Don't bring it into perspective because you might cause these little jokers. Mm-hmm. These communists out there to actually think, oh, I never knew that.
Yeah.
I've been out there going against all these guys that are talking about slavery. What about voluntarily enslaving themselves, Jake? Mm-hmm. Well, what about those slaves that wanted to be a part of the family, so they sold themselves unto those people as slaves? Yeah. That was the word they used.
Yes.
Or what about those that owe debt, Jake?
Yeah, people do it every day, actually. Whenever you get a credit card, you become a slave.
That's right.
A form of slavery,
But it works for the bureaucracy, you know.
Involuntary servitude is not legal unless you commit a crime against a person.
Thank you. And they used to do that
back
in the all the way up into the 30s in our countries. And that's what wrought penitence, so they never wanted to go to prison again.
And it was redemptive. If you stole something from me, then you work to pay it off. I get it back.
Thanks for telling me, dog.
Now you throw them in the clank.
I appreciate that. You've given me a little bit of education today.
Education.
I might write something good about Brad and Jake today, because now I've... my professor never told me that. No, he didn't.
I don't understand.
No, he didn't. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. We're going to talk about Obama. Did he really get elected? I'm going to put you in shock. I really am.
People are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flu, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.